Welcome to a brand new episode of In the Mind. It is your host, Duke Devlin. Oh yeah, it is the captain flying solo today. And in this episode, it's going to be a short one because it's more of an update episode. And by the way, you hear some background noise because I got some background music. And I'm on the road, In the Mind on the road. You know I love that. So anyways, this episode, I've been very anxious to record because, well, this one is a special one. It's the announcement of the long-awaited, I wish I had somebody here to do with the drum roll, to be honest. But anyways, it's the announcement to a long-awaited Instagram page, In the Mind Instagram page. And I know for the past couple episodes, y'all been hearing me talking about it and so on and so forth, but it is here, it is live, it is up, it is running. I already got some pictures posted, I already started sharing some stuff on there. But now for you listeners, here it is, a chance for all you to connect with me, to hopefully follow, to share your support, share your feedback, share your comments, and maybe some ideas, you know, some suggestions of what I should talk about, of course. And In the Mind, you know, this, you know, since the revamp and sending out this Instagram page, the purpose of it is to, you know, connect with y'all and also to share some stuff that, you know, basically that In the Mind, the new direction that In the Mind went into, which is basically, you know, we're talking about the world of professional wrestling, WWE, AEW, WCW, WWF, TNA, whatever. You know, maybe just wrestlers in general or just how we connect. Every now and then, like as I said, I'll probably talk about other stuff that's, you know, other than wrestling because, you know, because it is also In the Mind regardless. But it is up and running. I'm happy. I already got some people following me and following other people. And for those of you who would like to know, go on Instagram, and basically the handle is 4InTheMind. It's the number 4, the letter N, the letter D, and the word mind. And I swear, I hope you guys like it. You guys enjoy it. Again, I posted up some pictures, some videos of my experiences of, you know, what I, you know, being a fan of wrestling, you know, from my point of view, and also pictures that I, you know, from, you know, events and just things that happen to come across as wrestling. It's about a week old, and I was waiting to do this episode, you know, to just basically make that announcement, so more stuff to come soon. And if you guys want to share some wrestling pictures, also, you know, put it in there, you know, tag it, you know, so the, oh, there's an ad playing. But yeah, go ahead, look it up. The number 4, the letter N, the letter D, and the word mine, and, you know, like I said, you know, please follow it, you know, and show your love, show your support. I'm excited about it, and looking forward to, you know, I know I get the analytics of who's following me, how many plays I receive, and where and when I, you know, people listen to you know, my episodes. But I'm very I'm looking forward to see you know, who are those listeners, you know, following me. And, you know, much love and support and beautiful things out there. You know, so I'm looking forward so much for it. And I, you know, it's a big deal for me. For a lot of people, hey man, it's just Instagram. But for me, it's a big deal because I'm not a social media guy, but this is really huge for me. So it's a big deal. And people who know me, they also know it's a huge deal. And like I said, I'm very happy to be sharing this with you guys. On that, I want to keep this short because I actually have, it's quite a busy day for me. But I wanted to update you guys on the Instagram page that is up and running. And also, just want to give a quick, talk a little bit about wrestling real quickly. Not, it's going to be completely going off a different tangent. But I just want to say this. If you're a fan of wrestling, you know, I hope you're enjoying the fact that we have all these multiple avenues, all these multiple channels. That is, like, you know, promotions. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, you know, that's WWE, AEW, TNA, or what's called Impact now, and Ring of Honor and New Japan. You know, I hope you're enjoying it. For those of you who are not wrestling fans, please look into those. You know, take a moment. You know, wrestling's really evolved into where it's not just, you know, people grappling in the ring and, you know, you pin their shoulders to the mat and then 1, 2, 3 and then you move on to the next match. Wrestling now is taken to, you know, it's evolved, you know, just like much of everything in the world. You know, it's evolved. Now it's like the wrestling's the major key component, but there's also personalities in there, you know, characters who, I won't say characters, wrestlers who have their own personalities. You know, some wrestlers are gamers, you know, so they like to game. They do live stream of games. Like Kenny Omega is one, you know, AJ Styles is one. Then you got other wrestlers who are like, I don't want to say, I guess fashionistas or whatever. You know, they have their own brand of like fashion. Like, they'll be modeling, you know, like Sasha Banks is one. Oh my God, why am I drawing blanks here? Liv Morgan isn't, you know, Maryse is one. There's a bunch of other wrestlers. Anyways, point is, you know, got wrestlers who are gamers, fashionistas, models. You got wrestlers who just like to post up videos of them working out, you know, showing some, you know, workout regimens that could also help you. You got wrestlers who are, you know, big in comic books. You got wrestlers who are, you know, big into movies or starting to get into movies. And hell, you even got wrestlers who are like, you know, huge MMA fans. You know, Jake Hager is an MMA fighter, you know, and he has a Bellator fight coming up soon. So it reports. But bottom line, you know, there's, you know, what I like about the wrestling world is just so versatile. There's so much, you know, the wrestlers are not just what you see in the ring. You know, there's so much more to them. You know, you got some who are YouTube streamers, you know, who they like to stream video content like Twitch and all that. So if you're not like a wrestling fan per se for the art of wrestling, but you're a fan of a wrestler, like for those of you who don't know, Sasha Banks, I love Sasha Banks. And, you know, for those of you who don't know, she's Snoop Dogg's cousin. So, hey, check her out, you know, and, she brings some certain attitude to the game. You know, and like I said, AJ Styles is a gamer, so he's not on Twitch, he's on Mixer, and he's, you know, playing video games, and he's chatting with fans, connecting with fans. Kenny Omega loves video games, so he's doing his thing, you know. So, bottom line is, you know, what I liked about wrestling is that it evolved into where it transcended. It just transcended, you know, that this is, okay, I'm the good guy, you're the bad guy, we're going to wrestle in the ring, 1, 2, 3, blah. You know what I mean? Not many people cared for that, you know, except for me and maybe others who just, you know, loved the wrestling opportunity, you know, the storylines and all that. But now it's like wrestling just expanded where a lot of the promotions, like they allow these wrestlers to, you know, promote themselves or be themselves outside of the world, you know, and of course that's breaking kayfabe, but it gives an opportunity for the wrestlers to really connect and I guess, connect with the fans and, you know, and kind of get a more of a deeper personal feel with them, you know what I'm saying? Because I know, like, as a fan, you know, me, like, I've always wondered, you know, I got the chance to meet my favorite wrestler, Shawn Michaels, and man, that is, like, one of the best moments of my life to meet my, you know, my favorite wrestler of all time, you know, and, you know, to shake his hand and to get an autograph and to get a picture taken with him, and, you know, he signed my book. I bought his book, and so, like, he signed my book, and, it was really cool, you know, but, you know, other than, it would have been really cool to, like, get the chance to really, like, hey, you know, like, get, like, a minute in, I'm just like, hey, man, like, you know, what's, you know, what do you do on a regular, you know, a day when there's nothing to do, you know, I don't know, he probably will tell me he'd probably hunt or fish or whatever, but bottom line, this is really big, so I hope my podcast helps you fall into wrestling, or at least helps you, like, get introduced with, you know, a wrestler who, you know, you might not even know, you might be following somebody, you know, she got some good fashion, you know, someone who's giving you good fashion tips, or get good work, you know, showing some workout tutorials, or a wrestler who's, you know, who plays the same video game as you, or likes the same music as you do, or is going to appear in a movie, or appeared in movies and TV shows, and you're just like, oh, hey, I didn't know that was a wrestler, oh, let me go check it out, you know what I mean, you know, you'd be surprised, you know, so I really enjoyed what wrestling has done in that aspect, and all these promotions all over, you know, WWE, AEW, New Japan, Ring of Honor, Impact, they allow that for you, you know what I mean, you know, and I guess I'm trying to tie in with, you know, the Instagram page and myself with the podcast is, you know, it's kind of like the same way, you know, I like to, you know, record this stuff when I'm with my friends or by myself. The important thing, as long as somebody is listening to what I'm saying, either they like it or not, or agree or disagree, at least you got a chance to listen to it. And I always want to connect with somebody because it's one thing to say, hey, I'm going to record a podcast, I'm going to talk about wrestling, or I'm going to talk about whatever my day was, so on and so forth. But I know somebody's listening, but it would be nice to know if I could actually, to what, in some shape or form, connect with that person. So, to me, the Instagram page, again, I'm not a big person on social media, but hey, this is a big step forward for me and a big step forward for the podcast. We're now, you can get some people following here. You know, hopefully, my, you know, you guys, my listeners, wherever you are in the world, get a chance to follow me on or follow the podcast on Instagram. So, I guess that was just the way I was trying to tie in with everything. It is probably poor attempt of it, but hey, it's one nonetheless. Anyways, this is a short one, folks. But again, please go ahead, go on Instagram, follow the podcast, the number 4, the letter N, the letter D, the word mine, 4 in the mine, and you got it right there on Instagram. Just follow and you know, show some love, show some support, share some feedback, share some. Some of you guys, I don't know if you guys have some listing pictures and, you know, with your permission, I could repost those, you know, and credit to you on those, you know. Just a good way to connect. And I actually wanted to do this too, because it's a short one. For those of you who are not wrestling fans, please tune in. Monday nights, you got Monday Night Raw. That's WWE channel, you know, the USA channel. On Wednesday, you got AEW Dynamite, that's on TNT, and you also got NXT, which is WWE, and that's on the USA channel. AEW Dynamite is on TNT. Friday, you got SmackDown, I guess it's SmackDown Live, or SmackDown, and that's on literally Fox 5, which is great. And then you got Impact, I believe, is on the Pop channel. I don't know what, you know, just look it up on your, streaming or broadcast service, cable broadcast services. Ring of Honor, honestly, Ring of Honor, you know, when I see Ring of Honor, I see that thing come up like at 2 a.m., like on the local channel. I can't even tell you what channel. But go online, you know, you could YouTube these videos, you know, YouTube these promotions, YouTube videos, search up certain wrestlers, Chris Jericho, Shawn Michaels, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, Rey Mysterio, Kenny Omega, you know, The Young Bucks, Bullet Club, you know, Tama Tonga. Whatever. I threw you guys a bunch of names. You're like, who the hell is he talking about? But just Google these guys. Google these people. And you might be surprised. You know, you might find something intriguing, interesting, and that you might want to follow them or follow their wrestling career. You know, or just follow them on social media. Anyways, let me go ahead and end it right here because there is a cop looking at me. And, yeah. I'm trying to stay free. Anyways, yeah, go ahead. Instagram. 4 Indie Mine, the number 4, the letter N, the letter D, the word mine. Yes, I said that one too many times, but I want to make sure you guys got it. Go ahead, follow it. And keep listening to the podcast, keep listening to my other episodes, and show your love, show your support. Alrighty, folks, wherever you are in the world, it may be good morning, good day, or good night. For me here, it's just a good day.